is Senator Al Simpson. It's Inauguration Day. George Bush brings extraordinary qualifications to the office of president. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. George Bush is a man of great compassion, political savvy, and respect for his fellow humans. I know of no person anywhere in our government who knows more about the office to be attained before he or she is actually sworn in. And George Bush knows he faces awesome challenges ahead. We must have real budget reforms to reduce the awful federal budget deficit. Nuclear weapons facilities need immediate and responsible attention. Right the listing savings and loans, environmental issues, clean air, the cleanup of our oceans, and solid waste disposal are very top priority. I do know that George Bush will work well with the Congress to try to craft bipartisan solutions. Let's make the honeymoon last, Ted, and don't you be the first to knock in the bridal suite door.
Al, from what I hear, the jilted right wing may be the unwanted guest on this honeymoon. They're more upset than Democrats about the moderate George Bush we've seen since the election. Nevertheless, the inauguration of a new president is a special time for optimism, and I wish President Bush well. The voters spoke clearly last November, Al, a little too clearly for my taste. Still, the partisan controversies of the election have faded, and President Bush deserves credit for the impressive transition. He's used the time wisely to heal the divisions from the campaign and bring the country together. Once again, we have a divided government with a Republican administration and Democratic Congress. Inevitably, there'll be battles ahead. But President Bush has earned a reasonable honeymoon. He deserves a chance to put his policies in place. President Bush will find Congress ready and willing to work with him, not against him. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on ERA and Equal Rights for Women. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.